If you have ever been to Tommy Thompson Park, also known as the Leslie Street Spit, you know the thriving wildlife, spacious landscape, and the stunning views of Lake Ontario. It's what led Robert Burley, a professor at Ryerson School of Image Arts, to capture the beauty in a new book, Accidental Wilderness. John Carley helped with it. He's co-chair of Friends of the Spit, an advocacy group that's helped to make the park what it is today. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Jill. Nice to be here.
Great. And good morning, John.
Good morning, Jill.
John, let's start with you. How would you describe the Leslie Street Spit for those who have never been?
Well, it's easy answer is 250 hectares, 5 kilometers long. But the better way to say it is it's a wonderful peninsula made of man-made rubble that trees and vegetation and grasses have grown up through and around. It's formed into a series of bays and cells that the wildlife linger in, but there's a main road that you can cycle right out to the lighthouse and look back on Toronto Islands, look back on the city and just love the wind and waves. It's not a city park. It's not, don't look for picnic tables, don't look for green grassy areas. It's rough, it's untamed. It is an urban wilderness.
Robert, why did you want to photograph and capture images of this rough, untamed area?
Well, for me, it's simply because it's a park that is unlike any other, not just in the GTA, but I think really anywhere else in North America, perhaps the world. And this book that was co-authored with Walter Kim, who's the original designer of Tommy Thompson Park, brings together 11 writers, a scientist, ecologist, a historian, an activist, a designer, an artist, an indigenous poet, and each of us tell the kind of complex story and history of this place that's really become a kind of model for what a park can be in a 21st century city, I think.
When you're in the park, Robert, do you feel like you're still in the city?
No, never. Well, even though it offers some of the most spectacular views of Toronto's skyline, yeah, you always feel like you are in the it's another worldly landscape. It's a place where the city, because it's really constructed from the rubble of the city, bricks, concrete, rebar, glass, tile bits are everywhere. They really define the shorelines of this kind of spectacular landscape. But nature has been allowed to develop and take hold in a way that's uncommon in other urban parks. So it's one of the most ecologically rich and biodiverse parks in the city.
The book is called Accidental Wilderness. John, would you say the park was formed by accident?
Well, nature took over and made it the accidental wilderness, but it's no accident that it stayed a wilderness. The advocacy of Friends of the Spit and all our supporters made sure that the park wasn't developed. So over the years, so many schemes have been put forward by politicians and political bodies to develop the Spit or put amusement items out there. And our organization and supporters have fought those off and kept it from being developed. And so in a funny way, it's not an accident that it's in its present state, but it's accidental in the way nature took it over, unintended. It wasn't intended that nature took over like this, mm-hmm, and made it what it is. So the book is about the present. Robert's photos are amazing when you look at it.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah. But it's also the book's about the history and how the Spit and what citizen advocacy has done to take the original designer's plan, Walter's original plans and thoughts for an ecological park, but to make sure that that happened and it didn't become a whole set of sailing clubs or it didn't become an amusement park. It didn't become a 400-car parking lot out in the middle.
I've rediscovered the park during the pandemic, and I've spent a lot of time there on my bike. Robert, how has the park been adapting to an increase in visitors like me?
As John said, it's a big park. It's bigger than New York Central Park, it's very close to the downtown core. Toronto's has grown a lot and is going to continue growing a lot in the future. So one of the challenges, I think, is to make sure that the park doesn't get loved to death. but I think there really is a sense of stewardship, and there are groups like John's Friends of the Spit and the Toronto Regional Conservation Authority that have really made great efforts to kind of educate people about the kind of ecological character of this place, and I think right now people respect it. They're really very careful, you know, from what I've seen, about how they conduct themselves in the park, and it's a truly democratic space. It's truly a shared space, you know, in this very densely populated area of the city.
It's so interesting you say that, because when I'm there, it's very quiet. People are not yelling. It's not really noisy. It really is, in a way, like going to church. I know what it's meant to me. John, how is the park helping you get through this difficult period? I'm glad I made you laugh.
Oh, no, it's been wonderful. I go down there at through the summer. I go down at 7 a.m., and the park would be alive with joggers and cyclists and all that. And then somewhere around 8:30 tonight, I noticed that it was getting quieter. And I guess everyone had done their daily exercise and gone back to their work at home. And then it became completely silent. It's a fine place. It's a lovely place to clear your head of the city and look out to the lake and the long vistas and the long views and the light. It's lovely.
I appreciate this conversation this morning. I've said many times the Spit has saved me during this pandemic. Thank you for the book and the gorgeous photographs.
Thank you so much, Jill.
Don't take your dog. When you visit many times, but don't bring your dog. It's not allowed.
Okay, good point. Robert Burley is professor at Ryerson School of Image Arts, who captured the beauty of the Leslie Street Spit in a new book called Accidental Wilderness. John Carley is co-chair of the group Friends of the Spit.